Hi.
Susanne, grüß dich. Na, hörst du mich?
Ja, ich höre dich, ich höre dich. Ich grübel nur gerade, warum ich E-Mails kriege, die nicht für mich bestimmt sind.
Oh, das ist nicht gut. Solange sie nur nette Sachen enthalten, ist ja gut.
Ja, sie können nicht auf ihren Ramsons-Mandanten. Und ich denke mir so, das ist nicht mein Problem, ich betreue euch nicht. Aber auch das kriege ich gelöst.
Gerade sagen. Also Christine Martin ist schon in unserem Dokument, die kommt bestimmt gleich.
Ja, was mit Paul?
Der kommt. Jedenfalls hat er nochmal danach gefragt, wo er denn hin muss. Paul ist nicht in der Tat. Auch immer eine spezielle Betreuung. War schön, dass du das auch merkst.
Ja. Oh Gott.
Aber
Ich
ich war.
richte den Mandanten ein mit Kennung, aber gibt der Kennung keine Rechte.
Das ist auch völlig in Ordnung.
Ah, oh Mann.
Siehste, guck mal, da kommen schon die ersten Meldungen rein. Was habt ihr denn letztes Mal gemacht? Weil ich.
Kirsten und ich nicht viel. Kirsten und ich nicht viel.
Weil ich habe. Es tat mir so leid, weil. Ich war in einer super Krisensitzung mit Kolleginnen. Ich konnte da nicht aufstehen und gehen. Es ging einfach nicht.
Nee, absolut okay.
Ja, ich konnte ja noch nicht mal tippen, dass ich nicht komme.
Ja, aber wir waren halt schon wieder zu zweit. Boas kam dann irgendwann.
Ach, guck mal.
Hey, Boas.
Hello, sorry,
Hi.
you had nice German going on and I just came in. Hi, everybody.
Okay. We can still
Yes.
continue. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Wait, I just need to pass on the meeting information to Paul, who's searching for it.
Suzanne, weren't you in a fabulous place just recently? Where did you go? You went to a great vacation and something.
No.
Sorry.
No.
No.
I'm back since October.
Sorry.
I only go to amazing places in Munich, like SAP Garden for ice hockey or
Oh, that's what you were
Olympia
talking about. That's right.
Hall for concerts and stuff like that. The next
Yep.
trip will be to Italy twice, one time in January and one time in February for the Winter Olympics.
Wow.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, I remembered something fabulous like that, but it sounds even better, to be honest.
I take my laptop with me and maybe I show you the view outside of my
That's
hotel.
great.
Yeah, Boaz, I think you were thinking of me because I went to Detroit, and
Ooh.
that's where everybody says is a fabulous place to go, especially in November and December, right?
Isn't it like
Of
terrible
course.
cold?
Yeah, it's also, I'm making a joke because a lot of people in the US don't think of Detroit as being a vacation destination.
It's a little bit like Duisburg, I think.
Oh, Wolfsburg.
You. Okay, hi everyone.
Hi.
I don't know if I'm supposed to moderate. I just put housekeeping on my. On my.
That's wonderful. You go for it.
Okay. So I can either moderate or note taking. So I put myself in as note taker. So I don't know if someone else wants to moderate, maybe one who was there last time to tell our.
Moderator. I'll be the note taker.
Okay, good. I'm doing moderate.
Perfect.
I
Yes.
apologize for not being here last time because I was really kept up in a critical talk. I couldn't even type in, sorry, I'm not coming.
Okay.
I'm really
You're
sorry.
doing all right?
Yes, everything is good now, but yeah. So maybe we start with some housekeeping. So I thought our next date is maybe January 6, but I would like to bring it up because Boaz and I miraculously will have a talk with Tom and Paul in his other role on the December 18th. So I don't know if maybe we can share the results of that call. I mean, I would love to leave for Christmas holiday directly after, so maybe it's okay to share in January.
On the 6th, I have public holidays in this side of the country of
Can
Germany.
Paul
I
please see how our chairs react?
Me too.
am
Our
not
house.
on duty. Since I'm going to be there too, I don't mind writing a short summary and sharing it on Slack or something like that because, if we're disbanded, for example. It's good to know as soon as we can, so we don't need to worry about it. If we are, and I'm assuming we're not, but I don't know. If not, then yes, then we can get into details in January or something. But I'll write just like a few sentences or something like that. Okay.
That is great.
So should we cancel the meeting on the 6th, and then we'll just see if we need what happens after that? Okay.
So you're booked, Boaz. I'm not the note taker. I forgot. Yes.
All right. Yeah, I will put that in.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, the question is then, if Susanne and Paul are not there on January 6th, the next option is the 20th.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. I don't know, moderator and note taker next time. I can take notes next time. Who's
Okay.
doing?
Next. Yeah, I could moderate.
Okay, good. Then maybe it's a good idea to loop us in what you did last time. I understood that you looked at the document. Boaz shared in Slack as well, and we were asked to give some feedback. I tried to do that today, so maybe it makes sense to share my screen
All
and
right, now
share.
who's the moderator for next time? Sorry, I'm running like 2 seconds behind.
Paul.
Boaz?
Paul. Paul is.
Oh, okay, sorry. And you're
Boaz.
note-taking person? Okay,
Yes.
got it. Thank you.
Oh, we are not meeting because the community council abandoned us, but then we can at least meet again for a goodbye meeting.
That's right.
Okay. What did you do last time? I put in some comments and I see a comment from Kristen Martin. So, has everybody here in the room read this document? A mean question, I know.
I definitely read
You
it.
voted. Susanne
Me
is.
not.
Okay, Paul is now reading very quickly.
I read it, but it's a week, I guess.
Okay. Does it make sense to walk us through the
Yes.
comment?
Yes.
Okay. Then I would start this. So,
Okay.
Boaz, would you like to start? And
Sure.
yeah, okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so we maybe one more sentence about FMC. What's FMC?
For your
FMC.
members committee.
Committee?
100 points.
Oh!
Oh, that's me. I guess I added that acronym. Okay. Maybe one more sentence about the point of contact and first access to community for all members. Yeah, why not? That sounds good. I guess. I don't know. What do you all think? I mean, I it's hard to say like who's the point of contact for anything in Folio. So like, it's I guess what you're saying is like people are aware that the Folio members committee is doing its job, and new members are aware that we're a liaison to like
So if
thanks.
I mean in my best intention, if I would have been a director or dean or whatever of an institution, I just signed an MOU. Or I signed an MOU 3 years ago and I have never heard back of this community. I just paid my invoices. It would be great if we could make this group in a way visible that such a person who maybe is thinking of changing the MOU or asking what's happening with my money or whatever finds us quickly and can address someone. I mean, maybe a email, a corporate email address, members, what do you say, FMC at folio.org or something, so that it's clear if you are a member and you have a question about Folio, your first point of entry is either the community council, and if you don't have access or ideas about that, you go to this group. It's a members group. So I would like to put this in maybe better English into this first paragraph.
So I would suggest if we want to add that, just a slight change of language in the first access. I think we can be a point of contact to all members, but I don't know, since we are kind of, it felt to me like we're trying to draw a line to say that we are not the onboarding group. I think calling ourselves the first access group makes us sound like the onboarding group. So I had a couple other comments a little further down, just trying to distinguish that. I think we need an onboarding group. I think there should be people doing onboarding. But if this members committee has not got that as an explicit charge, then I don't think we should be the point of first access.
I would see it a bit differently because this is the members, and that is the fine line. And on, I think onboarding will happen nevertheless for any new members and community people who are not members or whatever. But maybe if we change the language, we get both things in line.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if we say we act as a point of contact to the
Yeah,
community for all members,
exactly. Yeah,
that
I
just
agree with that. Yeah.
kind
I
of
agree.
takes away that ambiguity.
Boaz, will you, won't you, would you like to write it down here or?
I can do it.
Excellent.
And
So
we can.
FMC is the first point of contact for interested parties in general.
Sorry,
Okay,
I just lost
got
the
it.
comment.
Sorry.
So the second comment there is correct, and I don't know why we have a repetition. So let's remove that little phrase because it does show up on the fourth bullet point.
Yeah.
So should go.
Yeah, or else get rid of the fourth bullet point. I'd say one way or another. If we want to have the bullet points be what we do, and then this comment down here being what we don't do, we could do it that way too.
Yeah, I don't, to be honest, like I also, I'm not, I'd rather it be a bullet point because I'm not sure if we can totally stand behind it in some ways. Like let's say, okay, we have an annual report that talks about the membership. This is part of marketing. It's not that we will be always be able to avoid, marketing or promotional things. Like we're gonna be a piece of what Folio is talking about, and like so I don't know if we can be that strong about it. That's like, all right, like I think what we want to be saying is that we're not a replacement to like another committee that deals with promotion or marketing or things like that, but it's not that we're not going to be engaging in like things like that. So I don't know. I'd rather it be a bullet point, to be honest, just
We
because.
simply can't deliver the works for us, to be very explicit.
Yeah, that's true. So like, but I don't think that this is like that strong. I think it's, you know.
Then I would agree to put it then in the bullet point and delete it here under two.
Yeah. Like they're gonna be, you know, like even us talking about Folio this year got like 34 more libraries. It's already marketing, you know, like wherever we're gonna be saying it, it's, you know. So yeah, that okay.
Well, I can do it. Maybe I can say something to the next 2 points. I was struggling a little bit about our task because on one hand, of course, we do have good intentions, but we are not the folio manager that is more or less a paid, it's not a paid position, but it was in former days a paid position for someone who's reaching out to all members on a regular basis, communicating all around the place. I don't see that we can fulfill such expectations.
But the manager was there a change in the role of the manager? Because wasn't that like just like
Community.
a
A community manager or whatever. It's a role we at the moment we don't have. Someone who's
right.
really maintaining regular outreach to all members. That is a full-time job.
That's
I
true.
just want to prevent us from
Yep.
promising. I don't think that this group can do that. We can build awareness that this is something we would like to do, and if something comes up, we can say, okay, we can take it on. But
Yeah, like I think you're right. So like maybe we should tone it down, but not avoid it because
no,
we
it needs to
are.
be in a realistic setting or a realistic wording.
Yeah, so what would be like a good alternative here? You know, the regular is what you're saying is a full-time job, which I completely agree. But we do want to be representing the membership, and if we're not providing some sort of a channel or an outreach to members that, you know, like I guess like we don't want not to say that we're going to be in touch with our membership or engage with them. So like, you know, like maybe we just avoid regular.
So first we are offering.
Yeah, that's good. Provides.
We are offering outreach to both. I mean, if we are saying we are offering, it doesn't mean we, so it can be a reactive or a proactive action. It depends on what's asked for.
Did you see what Kirsten said in the chat?
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Oh,
Sorry.
okay.
Yeah, that's great. Kissing, are you are doing it. Oh, wonderful. Good.
I mean, I could use the word offers if you'd prefer, since
No,
you
I'm
just said
fine. Oh,
okay.
I'm not the English language English speaker here.
Well, it's good we have one that really knows English here, to be
I don't
honest.
think that that's a problem. I mean, if you, but I'm not sure that it matters too much either.
It does. It does. It's good. Great.
So, what is the next one? Monitors. Yeah, here in
Fairly.
this case, my second thought was besides that we shouldn't overpromise our actions. What we can really do is that we don't do things in a closed circle. So, I think the monitoring of trends and membership engagement and such things, first of all, monitoring the trends, and membership engagement is more or less just possible through the regular governance bodies, because I would hope that people would show up there. And so yeah, this is not happening in itself. It should be closely embedded into all actions the councils are doing or any other community groups.
I'm not agreeing necessarily, or maybe I'm missing here something. So we are the membership committee. We will know, hopefully, some, at least some, right, of the trends around the engagement that we're going to be experiencing with our own engagement and like the programs that we run and the report and, so like we are. This doesn't mean that we are the only ones. It means that we are checking it out because, and I think we will, like we're gonna measure our success. We're gonna be checking to see if there are like if like from one
Good. Okay.
members meeting to another meeting, like we had more people coming, like things like that. So I don't know. I don't know. I may be missing. You're right that like in general, like all the committees in Folio need to kind of take care of the membership, but we are the ones that explicitly do that. So how are we not gonna do that?
Okay, I with this background, I'm fine. It's okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean it's not very significant, but I think we will be doing some of it at least.
It's totally true, boss. But Kristen, you had raised your hand, and I don't want to put myself in front of it.
Oh no, Boaz covered sort of what I was thinking.
Okay. I won't try to say what I'm thinking, because if you say, "Yeah, we are the voice of the trends," you put yourself in a very dangerous position. And we should be very careful about that, and maybe to build trust for getting there, to say something about the trends, and yeah, they are true. And maybe put something in as, yeah, we try to mediate or yeah help to gives the trans a voice or something. I don't know how to say it. And
Okay.
even so, to
So
maybe say
maybe
something
we.
like monitoring it or have some kind of surveys, for example. So we talk to them. For me, it's more like I was thinking at the point you started to give an overview about the document, and I was like, okay, maybe we are on the point that we are reaching out to some members who are not as active or less active, and to see like, okay, how to get them into the community and participate, and maybe not only have this consuming position. Nah, it's okay to be that, but to get a feeling about what are people who are not as active think about the product or about Folio, the community, the governance, etc. pp. And what are the needs, or give
Like
them a voice.
maybe it can be something like provides feedback about members' trends or something like that, so it's not like we're the only ones that own that for the whole community or something like that. So
But because I
like
know we are not trying to do that, but I don't want to put us in this position
right.
to be seen at that.
Yeah. Here, I see that. Good change. So people, that's cool. So the onboarding, I guess, is off the table. Like, is that like what people are kind of, we don't want to be doing that necessarily, right?
I mean, we tried to have an onboarding group and we worked pretty hard at it. And I remember we did an onboarding for National Library of Australia, but it's got to kind of keep going. I think we could work with an onboarding group, but I think that that's really kind of a task in and of itself. And that might be something to talk to the community council about too, like how I do think that needs to come back up, because if people join as a member and then they hear nothing except, you know, great, we're glad you're a member, it doesn't make them, you know, when budgets get tight, people aren't going to be like, oh, this is something I need to keep because I'm really getting a lot of value out of this.
You're the moderator, Kirsten. You can go for whatever you want to
Yes,
say.
I just have difficulties to find this button because I'm sharing my screen. I would like to maybe differentiate between a general onboarding, but I think it makes perfect sense that this group is responsible for explaining new members what this group is, and this is that this is an ongoing option to address when they have questions about their membership, if they have questions about what membership means or how they can. And we are the ones who can point them to hopefully a really existing onboarding or training or whatever group. But we are more or less responsible for informing the management level that there will be twice a year a meeting that they can get information about the financial situation, all those things that is not always part of an onboarding group. It's more strategically.
Yeah, I think that that makes sense that if we are worried and our main focus is the rights and obligations of members, that when there is a new member to the community, we will be talking about those things. So like here is like the committee that deals with the membership piece. We're not like giving orientation for the whole project. Or to the whole, like, whatever, everything. Because we do say here the roles of the community product and technical council. And that's like, I don't know if we want to be taking on anything like that or other things, but we do want to be giving orientation to the membership. So, yeah, that's, but maybe it's not its own thing. Maybe it's like a piece of the other things we do.
Yeah, but it's part here. I really like Christine's rewording.
That sounds good.
And if we are, we would simply delete this one. So I don't think that we are really providing material.
No.
We point people to material in the best way that's existing.
Yeah.
Since I've worked in various versions and trials of onboarding groups, I know that we are not providing material.
Not yet.
We can delete this comment as well, I think. It's not doubled. Do people have a few more minutes so we can finish this up?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
would be happy. Yeah.
Because my next thought would be that we are presenting this in advance to Tom Boas. We can come back to how we organize ourselves. So, next point, member convenings. Yes, that was clear. Convene. What did I say? Yeah, I thought we already agreed with the community council that this virtual member forum is once a year. So we have two members meetings a year. One virtual, one at WolfCon. Wasn't that agreed long
I
ago?
think you're right about the at least, but I think that I also like the idea that maybe we're gonna have more. It kind of depending on
Yeah,
the
that's clear.
situation. So, yeah.
Maybe we can add at least one, so that at least every 6 months, more or less, members are addressed.
Which, by the way, we're due to do if we are, okay.
Yeah, and then the last thing, again, the orientation material, membership benefits and expectations. Contact information is maybe the easiest one that is possible. I'm not sure if we can really deliver this as well. I mean, what we can do is maintain the Confluence section, but I mean, governance participation pathways is something that is worked by the community council. The membership benefits and expectations. So the input needs to come from from the councils as well, at least, or at least are aligned with them. And then we
As you're saying, because this is we this is the so the bullet point, the main one is to that we are maintaining and updating. It doesn't say that we are the ones to generate the all this stuff that is under it, but it can be like, and you're right, we're not gonna be doing that. So but like it's gonna be good if you're a member and you have access to the Confluence, that you have those things in front of you in your membership
we should,
section.
I think what we should do as a lessons learned is at least 3 times or 4 times a year in our personal members group calendar, check the Confluence page on recent, what is the right English word? That it is recent and valid.
So when you're saying delivered by, that's a good one. So maybe we just add that correction, delivered by other committees, or like, I don't know.
Or worked at in the community or whatever. I mean, I like this alliance with the councils.
Yes, and I'm sure CC is going to be appreciative. I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. That cool, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you
I
explain, can you explain it just that we'll know why we're asking for that? That I think we all know kind of intuitively that that's the right thing, but why do we need it still?
Why do
Christine, I I'm,
connections to the other councils? I
yeah.
guess, I mean, how to do it succinctly. I feel like membership impacts what the councils are doing impacts the members. So they, and I also feel like this issue comes up, I don't know about as much with the technical council, I admit, but I don't want this committee to be working in isolation, and another group is looking at this and saying, like, oh, you know what, this is really a member benefit, or I think we need to make sure the members know about this. Like, there is an example, I think, on the governance liaison and advisory role talking about maintenance commitments for community developed modules. Like, that's going to impact council discussions too, and probably not community council. That could come from tech council, that could be coming from the product council when they're like reviewing the DIP proposals or whatever, you know. So I see that as potential potentially being helpful. I mean, I know it's an extra burden on council members, but I think that's sort of what I'm thinking.
I would strongly support this because we have just seen what happens if we have a disconnect to the councils. So, I would say, yeah, you're completely right. I'm not sure if you really want some, if you really need someone from TC. It's maybe not that important, but from PC and from Community Council, it should be essential so that there is a liaison and reporting is ensured, and any initiatives, especially from Community Council around membership, is closely knitted into this engagement. Paul, what are you thinking? You are our liaison to Community Council.
Unofficially, or am I?
At least you are simply here.
You are
Yeah,
for,
because
you
I
know,
think
for the end of December, so don't worry.
it's
No long-term commitments yet.
it is for you, it is, and I really think the idea and the purpose for the group is very meaningful for the communities. That's why I'm here. So, and that's it. Okay. But as CC share or no share or member, whatever, I think it's very good to be in the discussion and in the loop about what's going around in the heads and minds of the members. I think it's very beautiful to know that. So I'm willing and I see the purpose and the goal here. So, yeah. But I don't know if we should formalize it or not. I really don't know. So, genuine.
Yeah, let's see what I think the community council has the last word. How the community council wants this group to be set up to a certain extent. Of course, they can't forbid us, but they should have a say and it should be discussed. Time is running short, so I'm welcoming this statement. I was a bit provocative when I said, is this really helpful? I mean, I personally don't intend to sit on this committee here forever, but I think what we noticed in the community council that nearly everybody with experience circled out in one go in this year was maybe difficult as well. So, I don't know exactly how we can find a way that we ensure that knowledge is kept, but we have fresh blood in a decent way as well on a regular base. That is something I would love to discuss for the community council or for all councils as well too, but yeah. We
Yeah,
Cindy,
I'm not sure.
I was on this committee that built this rules when we talked in 20 One. And
Yes.
our intention was that we have such a lot of curious and engaged people who would like to work in the council that a rotation principle is easy to manage, and we will always have experienced people in the room. And that was, we faced the reality that this is simply not the case, but we are relying on a handful of engaged stakeholders. And that's simply how it is. So it doesn't make sense to push people out or just have, yeah.
Well,
But
how about
it doesn't make
can
sense to have people sitting around for years as well, so.
that's right. Maybe we just lengthen the stay a little more than the 1 to 2 years or something. Because we do like, and it's a general rule. It doesn't say it says typically. So, and I agree with you because like we always like volunteers in any of those things. So like, like maybe we say something like typically 2 to 3 years or something like that. And then, like if we have other volunteers coming in, that's great, and then we can get out of it. But like I think it's just gonna be one of those things that, honestly, we are it kind of thing. And if we have other people coming, that's great. And then we don't need to worry about it. But also, like, what is untypical here, and this is just for me because I don't have any official role at this point this year. Like we do have people we wanted to have, like alums or like people that have a lot of experience in the different committees and things like that. So like we may want to be saying something about that. That, like we don't, it's not necessarily, it's not an elected, committee. Like nobody's going to be voting on who's going to be here. But,
I would.
like it's a mix of people that have members' experience or something like that, right?
Yeah,
Or the, okay.
I think the qualification is already very well described on the in the point above,
Right.
and maybe we don't even need the term below, but simply say the committee aims for regular rotation and oh, English, a represent a broad representation
Yeah.
of
I
all
mean,
kinds of members or something like that. So very,
yeah.
it can be unspecific because from our experience, we can be very happy if we have enough volunteers. The last year, we simply have been too few people.
That's right.
That's simply the truth.
Okay.
So I would simply kill this sentence and let the community council come up with solutions if they want to have it more specific or more defined.
Not just a slight pushback. I kind of like having that suggestion in there because this is not like a short-term working group in a sense, right? Like people should know, like we're gonna have regular meetings. We have these annual deliverables. I like the idea of a 2-year term with staggered terms along the lines of like that's how the councils are. I think it's worth mentioning it if the if community council wants to do something different, like that's fine too. But I think it's a reasonable thing to aim for, and I think that this is helpful for recruiting members for explaining like what is your scope of responsibility. Because it's also, I think we want to make this also not like a life appointment, and it's not like a, and it's not like a SIG where you might be like, well, I'm going to just keep showing up because I want to learn about like what's going on in the area here, but maybe I can take a few weeks off and it's not a big deal. No, I mean, it is
You're
a
right.
it's an obligation, but I think having a time bound obligation and showing it's not a short time bound obligation, but it's also not an indefinite time bound obligation.
Yeah, I think you're right. That makes a lot of sense. And like it's good to have something like that in any charge because, like we want the charge to be responsible in that way too. And like I think that that works. And we'll do what we can to
If
abide.
we all have this awareness, I'm completely fine. I really I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have this walk through, and the question is, are we so good with this draft that it's a good idea that we share this maybe beginning of next week, Boas, with Tom?
Yep.
And as a groundwork, and I'm switching here the screens, we put some other questions. I think we can ask all those questions we already prepared. And then we first talked to Tom and Paul, and then, I mean, Paul is already knowing a lot of our background thoughts. So go from there.
From my end, it's ready to go. Like I think it's a draft. We're giving it to now CC chairs, and that's good. And it can change, and maybe there are things we're not thinking of at all. So.
Yeah, so we covered this time this bullet point here. We will be prepared a bit of this bullet point, and we will, Boas and I will go ahead with this, and the other ones are postponed to next year. Because I really would love to pick on or to talk about Christian's work here as well. So because we are so short in time,
Yeah.
couldn't cover everything, but I think Christian, you did some work, and I know how hard it is to put papers together.
Do you want me to accept all of the proposed changes in the charge document so
Would
it's good to
say
go?
so. It's a clean document.
Yeah, okay. Makes it easier to read, and then people don't focus on, like, ooh, what's
Right.
that?
Okay. Boas, shall I send out this to Tom and to Paul? Paul, I will add you formally as well. You have it now.
I think that's good for the communication process.
Okay.
Oh.
Monday.
Sunset is over. Oh, Boss has his sun in the face. That's
Oh,
great.
okay.
My curtains here are just not good enough, so like all the time, I need to kind of change my. Ah, here it's better.
At least you're seeing the sun. I have the feeling I haven't
Yes.
seen the sun in weeks.
It's very cold here, though, but the sun is strong,
Yeah,
at
it's
least at this
beautiful.
window.
Yeah, here it's gray and unexpectedly warm. It's a very strange weather.
So, Kirsten, are you sharing the document with the CC chairs or is Boaz? I'm just going to put it down.
I would do it.
Okay.
I do it on Monday, so it's fresh in the head, and
Okay.
I'm making myself a note in the calendar.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Thanks for your patience,
Perfect.
taking more time than asked. And this is then the last meeting this year, so all have a happy holiday. It's very strange to say this already. Good start into the new year, and I'm looking forward to continue this work. I'm super happy about this document that we made that.
All right, well,
Yeah.
thanks for
Yeah,
all your work
thank
on
you.
it. Okay.
Thank you
Thank
very
you for your
much.
time. All right.
Have a
Bye.
good end of year. Bye.
Yeah, have
See.
good stuff.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye.